Hello and welcome to the 5th episode of The Terry Show. I'm your host, Pascal. Some people might know, or in case you don't know, I lived like around a year in South Africa. Basically never flown before as well, so it was like very challenging and exciting for me to travel to a faraway country. I am from the Netherlands myself, so the flight was around say 18 hours, quite long. And basically, yeah, I found a job for IBM in Johannesburg, South Africa. After like 2 months I got my visa approved and everything. And my plane ticket was prepaid already by the company, so it was really good. And on the 13th of December, Friday 13th of December 2015, I moved to South Africa. I think it was 2014, I'm not entirely sure anymore. And yeah, basically I met a guy already living there, and I could like rent his place for a cheap price and then maybe a room. So he basically was waiting for me to until I arrived, and the company already had like a taxi for me ready from the airport to pick me up. So that was really nice. And yeah, basically the flight was really good. I went with Egypt Air to Cairo first, and from Cairo I went to Johannesburg. First time ever outside of Europe as well, so it's very exciting and everything is new. And yeah, basically when I arrived, I left in the winter and I arrived in the summer in South Africa. It's all the way around, so from say 5 degrees suddenly it was 30 degrees, and I knew this by hand luckily, or else I would be dead by arrival. And yeah, after like a week I started my new job. I had training for over a month. It's really interesting. It was a job for like IT support for a bank in Netherlands. There were like around say 60 Dutch people on the desk, so quite a happy bunch as well. Very cool. And basically I explored Johannesburg. First I started to walk the walk, 1 hour each day and 1 hour back each day, up and down the hills, very tiresome. And after like 2 months I just had enough of it and just decided to buy a motorcycle. I don't have a driver's license for a motorcycle, but I just teach myself how to drive a motorcycle, and then I went basically buy a motorcycle every day. Very cool and handy. And furthermore, I basically just worked and I explored the country. During the Christmas period I went to Durban with a bunch of friends. It's just in the east side of the coast. It's very nice. We just rented the car and we went off, like it's like a 6 hour drive, but it's quite cool. I've never been in Durban, and yeah, it was very cool actually to be there, because we like a completely white gang of Dutch people. Everyone wanted to go on pictures with us, because I don't know, I still don't know why they want to be with us on the picture. But it was very cool because we felt like Hollywood stars or something. Very cool. And I also went some hiking around Waterval Boven, which is like in the middle of the country. It's very cool. You know, it's like in the middle of the, not the jungle, but it's like a forest where you have like actually monkeys living, so you can hear monkeys, horses visiting you. Yeah, it's like an amazing place to be. And yeah, just explored, and I got a girlfriend there as well, but that didn't work out. You will hear that next episode, maybe more about that. And sadly, after that time, the company made a big mistake with the visa, because my visa was expiring in August 2015, I think. But they were too late to renew, so I had to go home. And I never really returned to my job. And after that, I just worked in Netherlands for quite a few more for a year, and then I went to Poland. Yeah, but all in all, I really love South Africa. It's very nice culture. The culture is very nice. The food is amazing. The salary is okay. You can live with it. It's not too much, but yeah. And yeah, if you just have like your own transport, it's quite good to live there. And the weather is always gorgeous. You know, even in the winter, it's still hot. It's like freezing in the night, but during the day, it's still 20 degrees. So it's quite cool, quite good climate. And yeah, I really love it. One day I will return to South Africa again. Yeah, for sure. I hope you like my story about South Africa. Yeah, so that's something about me. So you know me maybe better now. As a Dutch guy, I know quite a few things about the Netherlands. For example, my favorite theme park or attraction park is called the Efteling. You can go to the website efteling.com. It's a very cool theme park. Looks like Disneyland Paris, but I think it's like more better than Disneyland Paris, to be honest. They have quite a few new attractions. For example, recently they opened Symbolica, which is like a very cool dark ride, where you are going in like autonomous vehicles, and you're going to a castle to a magic journey. It's really cool. I haven't been there yet myself, but I saw the on-rides and it looks very cool. And the second newest attraction is a dive coaster called Baron 1889, 98, and basically, it's a dive coaster set in a mine team. It's really cool. It has like three inversions, and the theming is very cool. You have like a pre-show and another pre-show, lots of good music. Yeah, it's very, very cool. Of course, Joris and the Dragon is a wooden roller coaster. It's kind of old, but it's really cool because there's actually a life-size dragon that spits fire, and it's like a dual roller coaster. So you have one side is water and the other side is fire, and basically you're racing each other, and the winner will be the quickest, and you know they will celebrate with music and flags, and it's really cool. And recently they renovated the Python. It's basically like a steel roller coaster, and they basically destroyed the old track and just put a new track in place, so there's now a much smoother ride. And it's not really thematized so far, but it's one of the oldest attractions there, and it's really cool because there's like lots of history with it. And the Flying Dutchman, of course, is really cool. It's like actually, it's a water roller coaster, so you will take place into boats from like an old Dutch harbor, basically. And then you have some special effects. You go up. You won't do any inversions. It's like maybe a kiddie's ride, but it's very cool. And then you make a splash in the water. And the train is actually designed like a boat, so it's like amazing. And if you want to relax in a more recently boat, just go to Fata Morgana. It's one of my favorite attractions. Basically, you take a boat trip to like a Fata Morgana, and you start in a jungle and you go to like an Arab city. It's amazing. The music is amazing. I really recommend it. Secondly, I would recommend as well Vogelrok, which is like a hyperspace mountain, but then a totally different theme, and it's like a roller coaster in the dark in a building. Basically, yeah, you feel wind, and I think you do a few inversions as well. It's really cool. I did it a few times, and I really love it. As well, you have the fairy tale forest. It's like a very big forest where it's like a fairy tales. They come to life, and like Red Riding Hood. Some other like German, mostly German fairy tales. Yeah, it's really nice to stroll through the park with your loved ones if you want to. And one of my other favorite attractions is Villa Volta, which basically is like a house that goes upside down, but not really. It's more illusion, but it feels like you're going upside down, and it's like really cool. Yeah, Basically, the ticket prices are like 2 to 6 euro if you reserve online, and if you go to the park itself, it's 2 to 8 euros on the entrance. Children up to 3 years go for free. You can always buy a ticket extra, which is basically gives you 30 minutes early access to the park, so you can ride the ride earlier. It's cool. And you get a free hot drink and a muffin. You get for lunch, you get French fries with some drink, and you get 20 discount on any souvenir. The park itself is located near Eindhoven or near Tilburg in Brabant. It's around 1.5 hours from Amsterdam. It's not that far away, and they're opening every month is different, but normally they open from 9 till around 5 or 6. In the summer, they open from 9 till 8. So, check before you go, of course. You never want to stick in line. And go early because it's kind of busy, especially in the summer period. And in the winter period, it's busy too because in the winter period, they have like a special winter Efteling team where they have like fake snow and they try to open as much as attraction as possible. And yeah, you can stay there for a full day. It's a really big park as well, so make sure you enjoy most of it. They are also having fast passes. It's free, just reserve them depending on attractions. Some attractions just have a single rider line and they don't have that much other things. So just make sure, download the app. It's Efteling, Efteling. And yeah. That's what I think about my most amazing theme park in the Netherlands. The Netherlands have many other theme parks, but we talk about those some other day, all the time. Hiya guys, I hope you liked today's episode, and see you next time. Pascal out. Hiya guys, I hope you liked today's episode, and see you next time. Pascal out.